Hello, I'm Sarah Lusher and I'm joined here by Robin Quine. We will be bringing you part two of this week's Chatterbox. We'll have news, information desk and two features. Both are written by regular evening news correspondents Derek James and Trevor Heaton. And we have the latest report on Norwich City's performance from the BBC Norfolk duo. We start with information desk.
The next event in the NNAB's social calendar is a Halloween mask ball on Saturday the 29th of October from 7:30pm until 12pm at Sprowston Manor at the Norfolk Suite, Norwich. Join this spooky event at one of the nicest venues in Norfolk. Come in a mask or go all out and do the full fancy dress. It's up to you. There will be a three-course meal, live zombie band and lots of tricks and treats for those who are up for some fun. Tickets are £40 each and there are tables of 10 which are available. Please contact Donna or Jeremy on 01603 629 558.
NNAB Discussion Group. All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. The cost is £3. The next meeting is on November the 1st. For more information, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Now we get back to the news.
We have three stories about special individuals coming up. The first features David Cook, who used to be a Team 2 Chatterbox reader. The second is about butcher Maya Ben Elwar, whose life was shattered when a driver went through the window of his Magdalen Street butcher's shop. And the third is about Norwich architect Andrew Gibbs, who is amongst those blaming the Royal Bank of Scotland for the collapse of his business. A retired stockbroker is on the way to realising his ambition to become a published children's author after taking part in a Mustard TV project. David Cook, 73, from Norwich, is the latest person to take part in the Mustard Show's Never Too Late feature, which is all about showing how it's never too late for older people to have a go at something they have always wanted to do. Mr. Cook, who as a boy was inspired by his grandmother telling him stories, said he wanted to publish a book for his five grandchildren.
A city butcher has said it would take a miracle to reopen his shop after it was destroyed in an accident. Mayor Ben Elwar claims to have lost about £45,000 in earnings after a car ploughed through the front window of Norwich Halal Butcher. The 30-year-old suffered multiple injuries following the accident on Magdalen Street in August. It is understood that the driver had suffered a medical emergency and passed out at the wheel. Mr. Elwar, who was forced to close the shop due to the damage, now fears he will not receive any payout from the driver's insurance. He said, "It has got worse. The insurance company has made its investigation and is satisfied I am not entitled to anything whatsoever." A letter from Prudential to Mr. Elwar's solicitor said that from the evidence it had so far, it would raise a defence of automatism against all claims. It means the driver cannot be held responsible for their incident because they had no conscious knowledge of their actions. However, a statement from UK Insurance, which underwrites Prudential's policies, said it had not made a final decision on the incident. Mr. Elwar, who has a five-year-old son, said it would be difficult to reopen his business again. The accident happened just months after he had spent £25,000 refurbishing the shop, which swallowed up all of his savings. While he has paid for buildings insurance, Mr. Elwar said the contents of the shop were not covered.
A Norfolk architect behind the regeneration of one of Norwich's most run-down districts describes how he fought back from the brink after he said one of his businesses was ruined by a battle with his bank. Andrew Gibbs blames the Royal Bank of Scotland, RBS, for the collapse of his successful creative industries firm, which helped revamp King Street in the city in the mid-2000s from a red light district to a cultural quarter. Mr. Gibbs, who lives in the Golden Triangle area of the city, lost his business, Wall Work Project, and sold his family home after getting into financial problems following a £1.3 million loan the company took with RBS in 2008. The 58-year-old said he suffered a mental breakdown and his marriage collapsed under the stress of losing his business and property to RBS. He sold his family home on Higham Grove in Norwich to pay off some of the loan, but it wasn't enough to meet the amount in full, and RBS appointed BNP Paribas Real Estate as receivers for King Street. The architect had lost the historic office block which he had poured his passion and cash into. Mr. Gibbs said administrators sold the building 10 months later for less than £1 million. "They took everything away apart from my entrepreneurial talent," he said. Mr. Gibbs, who has three children and two stepchildren, fought back from the mental breakdown and met the woman who is now his wife and business partner. She helped him recover, and 4 years ago he started again, setting up Architects Studio Urban Blue on Princes Street in Norwich.
We now have the first feature on part two. Derek James discovered that a coronation trip has led to the renaming of a bridge in Germany. Here is Peter Walsh to tell us more.